Welcome to the I Am Poem to Prayer spiritual practice. I'm so glad you've chosen to be here, and I'm here to share with you why this is so powerful and important, why I think you'll love it, and also some ways for you to really utilize this practice in a powerful way. And this is a practice that will help you to allow some of the feelings and emotions that have been just underneath the surface, to come forward. It's a powerful process because when you are meeting yourself in this way, you don't bypass, but you allow any feelings or emotions that you came into the practice with to be present, to meet yourself with honesty and with full acceptance. When you bypass these emotions in your body, you miss identifying what you truly need and are not able to then listen to that need and respond to it. It gets stored in the body as unfelt, unprocessed energy that you then carry with you everywhere you go. It can weigh you down, it can pull, tug, drag until you may find yourself feeling completely depleted or just a sense of uneasiness or disconnection. And it's because you've chosen unknowingly to bypass the emotions that live in you. Your emotions are messengers from your subconscious, and they carry vital information for you. They are energy needing to be allowed to be felt and moved. Emotions are energy in motion. So bypassing is a sure road to disconnection and then shaming or blaming yourself for feeling this way. So when you set aside time daily or weekly to do this process, you'll notice that you begin to feel lighter. You begin to shift your energy and become more present to what is. You begin to acknowledge yourself in a deeper way than ever before when you allow all parts of you to be present. Emotions, fears, desires, hopes, all of you gets to speak. Then you can respond, and most importantly, clear the way for what is true to come through. It's like you're clearing the static and tuning to the station playing the song you want to sing. This process and practice can lead to more self-compassion, embodied confidence. It allows you to slay shame and birth beautiful, meaningful work in the world. There's more of a peaceful calm, a clarity of purpose, a chance to activate courage and build self-trust. Intimacy becomes more available because you're practicing intimacy with yourself. You're allowing this process of giving and receiving. And this allows you to heal old patterns of self-abandonment, to avoid feeling hard feelings. Freedom at the end of this is such a beautiful place to walk out of, and freedom to create your life from a place much more true inside. So how I invite you to really be with this practice and how to begin is to create a space in your home and your environment where you have some privacy, where you have a little bit of space to move, where you won't be disturbed, and where you can make this space in your home a sacred place, a place for sacred connection. You can have a journal and a pen ready. You can print this workbook out, or at least print out the I Am poem prompts. You might have some visuals of your own. You can use the visuals in the guide, or you can have an oracle deck. You may want to have watercolors or colored pencils nearby. I like to have my iPhone so I can have a playlist. So have some music available for you to move to, or a drum, or something that you can utilize when you are moving, sounding, and have that rhythm present. I like to begin for myself by lighting a candle sometimes, or putting a few drops of an essential oil in my palms. I rub them together and I just breathe deeply in. These small but sacred acts are a way of saying I am present. I'm entering into this now sacred space of sacred connection with myself. So take those few moments to just cleanse the space, declare yourself present, and enter in. I like to also invite you to take a moment to then close your eyes and drop into your body. And let the breath, as you take maybe a few deeper breaths, begin to allow you to come more fully home to yourself. Allow your breath to really help you to become grounded and begin to feel into what is and what is present for you in your body and in your heart. take a moment maybe to say an internal thank you to yourself for showing up and set an intention for your practice. I also like to invite you to invite in the energies of compassion and honesty and courage for showing up to be here with yourself in your emotion and in your fullness. When you're done grounding into your body and into your space, open your eyes and take out your poem. The invitation with this poem is very simple structure and prompt to allow whatever comes to you in the moment to come. It can be 1 to 3, 4 words to complete the prompt. And the simple I am prompts are there to give you a simple structure to allow your body and your heart to speak without the analytical mind coming on board and trying to get it right. So just answer each prompt with what comes up for you in the moment. If you find yourself getting stuck or overthinking, it's okay. Just maybe close your eyes again, place a hand on your heart or your belly, take a deep breath in, and just go back in and reconnect. Then start over and start again. This isn't about getting it right. It's about letting what needs to come up, come up. I like to say 5 to 7 minutes is a good amount of time to set aside for this part of your practice. An example of how this might look completed is in there for you, just to show you the simplicity of it. It does not have to be long. It can be literally 1 to 3 to 4 words. And as you're even filling out the poem, just remember to breathe. Remember that your breath is always there to connect you to your body, to your heart, to your spirit. So don't forget to breathe. When you're complete, take a moment to look back over and read aloud what you've written. When we activate with the voice, it allows you to then connect with these words. You know, they say poetry is a way of speaking to your soul, is a way of communing with the divine. And this is a very beautiful way to then do that by voicing, reading aloud what you've written. Listen, feel, be, and allow. After you've completed reading, notice what emotions are coming up for you. Perhaps something has come forward that was hidden underneath the surface. Let whatever needs to come, come, whether it's tears, whether it's anger, whether it is peace, whether it is surprise, whether it is just awe, whether it is gratitude, but just let whatever's coming through be. And take a moment to hold space. Notice where you feel these emotions and feelings in your body. Where do you feel it? Let yourself place a hand, perhaps, on the part of your body that this emotion lives. This fear might be coming up. If it's fear, place a hand where you feel the fear. And just, again, just hold space. Hold space for that feeling without trying to change it, just letting it be. And dialogue. Perhaps ask that part of your body, what do you need me to know? What do you need? What do you need me to know? Just listen. And just keep listening. Respond with love. You can get out your journal and pen and you can begin to write down what your body is telling you. This is a great place to journal. Just free write whatever she's saying. For an example, she might say something like, I feel a sensation in my belly, a heaviness. I place a hand there. And as I take a deep breath into that spot in my belly, she says to me, I'm full. Don't stuff me. Move me. It's okay. It's okay. Just breathe. Move me. There's enough time. There's plenty of time. Remember years ago when you had an idea? It wasn't lost. Just keep allowing me to come through your body. I know some days are hard and full. On these days, don't forget to breathe and move me. The wisdom is unlocked through me, your body. Remember, remember, remember. So that is an example of the way your body might speak to you. So just let yourself listen to how your body might speak. And then ask your body, what do you need? The other day, my body told me, I need love, I need play, I need connection and family walks. I need time in the earth, and I need good nutrients to eat. So see what this part of your body is telling you that you need. Continue to listen and respond. And some days you might feel full of fear. You might have rage. You might have anger. There's no right way to be. Again, this is about meeting yourself, your soul. And then I want to invite you to begin to move. Remember, emotions are energy in motion. So as you respond and your body is speaking and you've had a chance to journal, if that's what you're called to do, then let yourself begin to move. You've now come to the part of the practice where I want to invite you to allow your body to start to move. You can start with just some simple hip circles. If you're seated, you can do some simple hip circles in your chair and then let your body guide you from there. You can maybe move to standing and then let your body shake and dance, and you can turn on music here if you feel called. So just really let the music, the rhythm, whatever it is, maybe you get out a drum, but allow your body to move however she needs to move. Just let the emotion come through you, the downloads, the connections that your body's just made through this process. Move, shake out, allow this expression to express out through you. As you move, if you feel ready, sound, let sound come out while you move. This is for you to meet yourself, to express, and just continue this process until you feel complete. And when you feel complete, you can make your way back to seated if that feels good. But this is now where I'm going to invite you to start to notice the shift in your energy. I want you to pay attention to how you feel in your body at this place. Notice, ask, receive. This part of the process, I'm going to invite you to now be with an image. So this is where you can choose an image from this guide, you can pull a card, or you can take an image from your imagination or an image that has been coming to you as you've been moving. And let that be what you use for this next part of the practice. So I want you to look at this image, or in your mind's eye if you're pulling from your imagination. What is your eye drawn to? What does this image evoke for you? Maybe it's the color of the image. Maybe it's an element of the image. So choose an element, a color that you're drawn to, and journal from the perspective of this element. And you can start with this prompt. If I am noticing the yellow sun in the image that I'm looking at, then I'll start with, I am the sun. Here is what I want you to know. Let yourself free write for 2 minutes. Just keep writing until you feel complete. No editing, no overthinking, just let it speak to you. You can choose another element from this image and do the same. The important thing is to let it speak, and then go back and reread what you've written. Notice what you feel as you read this. What is the energy present in you now? What's coming through? Is there a deeper sense of connection to a truth? Is there a source of wisdom? Is there a message that now has found its way to you? So notice what's there. And as you do, really take that body memory of this feeling. What are you feeling? What is this energy? And from here, I want you to now allow yourself to, if you're seated, stand. If you're standing, feel free to move as you speak. But let yourself state your new I ams, a new claiming of I am. What are you claiming? They say the most powerful words follow the two words I am. So what are you claiming now from this new sourced energy? It might sound like I am love. I am growing. I am divine. I am creating. I am exquisitely made. I am divinely designed. I am listening. I am me. But let yourself state your I am. You're really standing in these. Perhaps sign and date it. Sign and date that. You are co-signing on the truth that lives in you, that you are proclaiming with your voice through your body, that you're activating. And this is where I invite you to now move into the prayer. This prayer, the song you sing with your life. You've made it to this place. You're now partnering with spirit and truth and love in this moment. And this is where you get to put a prayer out into the world. It could sound something like, I choose to partner with spirit, truth, and love in this moment, in this life. I now activate my courage, my I am presence, my willingness. I invite in the energy of compassion and install it now. May I allow myself to walk in grace, knowing and trusting that I am enough. May I honor all of myself and trust the desire on my heart is my call forward. May my prayer be a blessing and a catalyst for my own continued unleashing and a force for good in my family and a force for change, healing and connection to the highest good of all in the world. Amen, and so it is. Aho. Whatever you want to say in your prayer, this is for you. And then you land on your intention as you walk out of your practice. What is your intention for the day, for the week, for the month, for the year? You get to choose. Maybe it's all of the above. It might sound something like, my intention today is to see everything in my path as a divine message and open my heart to make decisions and take actions and trust I am enough. But you get to set the intention. What is the energy you're standing in? What is the truth you're claiming as you make your way from your practice back out into the world? And as you complete, I invite you to just be in a sense of gratitude for your practice, for how you just moved through this beautiful act of sacred honesty with your soul, your body, your heart, your mind, your fullness. What you allowed to come through. And take a deep inhale and a deep exhale.